Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws
us to Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this time we have in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Merry Christmas to everybody. What a blessing. I want us to look at the greatest blessing for Jesus to come to this world. And what I want to say about that is just one word, and that is the process. The process. There is a process that needs to take place if you are going to really have the greatest blessings. Most great things are not just an event, but there's a process to bring about great blessings and great things. Amen. So, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a blessing. And now, for us also, we have to learn something great from the coming of Jesus. Today is Christmas Day, and you know, it's a time that we've chosen to mark the birth of Jesus, the Savior, our Savior. Amen. So, if you look on this Christmas Day into Luke chapter 1, you see the miracle of Christmas. But you will notice that it was a process and not just one event lasting 1 minute. So what does that tell you? It tells us that the great things that you are believing God for your life, right, are going to involve a process. And that things don't just happen in one big bang, but there's a process of getting there that we must all start from 2018. As soon as we enter, whatever process you haven't started must begin. Amen. But the great things of your life that are going to happen, the beautiful things, the wonderful things, are going to be a process. And if you take a long time to start, it takes a long time for the process to come. And sometimes the timing, you've missed the time to start the process. Amen. So the process begins in Luke 1, 26. Now Luke talks about Mary's role and Matthew talks about Joseph. That's interesting. Matthew hardly talks about what Mary did, and Luke hardly mentions Joseph. Depends on the preacher. You get what I'm saying? So if you read from Luke, he's talking all about Joseph, Mary. And if you read the same story in Matthew, it's all about Joseph. And how Joseph was a good person. You can't stop Matthew from preaching. And you can't stop Luke from preaching either. All right? So, I'm preaching from Luke for now. And it's very short because it's Christmas. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, when you go to Jerusalem, when we go to Israel, you see the, what do you call it, Nazareth place. It's now in the Palestinian territory. You have to cross a border and go there. And your Jewish guide will not go with you because the Jews are not welcome there. You'll be there. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Oh, Nazareth. Yeah. Bethlehem. Sorry, I was talking about Bethlehem. I mean, this is Nazareth. Right. And that's the reason for you to go to Israel. When we say Bethlehem, Nazareth, Galilee, Jerusalem, it sounds all the same. But then you go there, you know. You, they are so different. Yeah. You'll be there, practically. Your feet will walk in Israel. You will go to Nazareth and you also go to Bethlehem. And you know the difference. You take pictures in Galilee. Shakabo sakata yandala. Amen. Now, the first step in the process was to send an angel to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now notice that the angel was sent to the town, not even to a person. It was sent to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, and then to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. So you can see that salvation is coming to us, but so many things are happening to make salvation a reality, including the dispatching of angels. So expect an angel to be sent into your situation. God is going to do great things for you. Now, there had to be virgins also. You couldn't have had five boyfriends and then be a Virgin Mary. You can't. It's not possible. So, in certain places, you can hardly find a virgin. You can hardly find virgins. Now, Israel had suffered so much that they had turned to God. So the process of Israel being sent into captivity and coming back and being under Roman servitude was all part of the time, you understand, which was very important for Jesus to be born. So things don't just happen. Great things don't just happen. There are processes. God calls. God raises up people. God does certain things. And there's a process which has to start. I once had a friend. He was in London. I came from Ghana at the time. I met him, and God had called him. I told him, as a friend, I said, "Brother, start the church, because everything you do is going to be difficult, and it's going to take time. It's always going to be a long thing before it actually works. So just start it, because it takes time to be great in anything. It takes time for things to work, and there are processes you have to go through. So the sooner you start the process, the sooner you get moving. And even in the ministry, it takes time. It's a process to be in the ministry, to serve God. It takes time. You can't just say, I'm going out to serve God in the ministry, and the next moment, you are very great in the ministry. There's nothing like that. You know, you have to go through whatever God has chosen for you to suffer. You have to suffer it and go through the process. So if you are going to prosper, remember that it's a process to prosper. By the time you go through what you are supposed to go through to even understand money, are you with me? So that you don't mishandle money. It's a whole process. So the longer you keep watching things, that's what I feel in my spirit. You keep watching things that you have to do. And the longer you keep hedging and saying, I'll start one day. Now, for Jesus to save the world, a whole chain of reactions and of process have to come about. He's now going to be born. I mean, an angel is now coming. We now have a virgin, a very young girl. And I want to say to all of us here that, you know, young people are used by God. That God's process is always starting with young people. But what happens is that by the time you see someone who God has chosen as a young person, and he has been through the process, he's usually older. So you associate the great thing the person is doing with age. But these people whom God is starting the process of salvation with, an angel has to come, but it's going to a young woman, a virgin. I mean, let's be very honest. Even in our time, to remain a virgin, you can't take too long to hang around as a virgin. You get what I'm saying? Because Joseph is around. Joseph is around the corner. If you don't take care, he'll do something to you. So you can't take too long. So Mary was a young girl. I want you to see that God used these young people. Very young people. Joseph was equally a young man to be able to impregnate Mary about 5 times more after she's finished with Jesus. Shows you how young she must have been. Those of you who think that because you are young, God is yet to use you, you made a big mistake with your lives. God uses young people. I will not tell you to leave your wonderful career that you think is so great. I'll preach the word of God. But I can never hide from you the fact that God chooses young people and works with young people. Always. Young people are the best for God's work. In spite of all of our sexual problems, we are sorry about that, but It is very important that you realize that God uses and likes young people. And even grown-ups like young people. That is why a lot of men go for younger, you call them small girls. But it's not just small girls, but it's good attitudes. You know, young people have a good attitude. They are eager, they are flowing. Unless they are rebellious. But if they are not rebellious, they are flowing. They'll say yes to everything. So why not? Can we do this? We can have church. We can have church for 3 hours. We can have it for 4 hours. Why not? People do things for 3 hours and 4 hours. I don't want to mention them in church. What people do for 3 hours and 4 hours. Don't draw me out. Don't draw me out. It's Christmas time. Yeah. Listen carefully. You see, because this is very important. Young girl, it's a process. Small girl, you would have said, oh, small girls. Small boy Joseph. Small girl Mary. I want to show you something because I don't think. You wonder why God didn't send the angel to an older person. The one older person he tried to send an angel to, Zachariah, he said it's not true. He said it's not true, it's not true. He said it's not true, that was it. I like the way they were spoiling. He was about to spoil the work of God. Yeah. One older person, the angel said, the angel had to strike him down. He would have gone out to say so many things. Look, I had some alcohol. I was drunk and this and that and this. God had to shut him up. Amazing. Look at Luke chapter 6. I want to go and come back because today is Christmas. Now, Luke 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields. All right? And then it came to pass on another Sabbath, he entered the synagogue, and there was a right man whose right hand was withered, and the scribes watched him. You see, the older people were watching him, trying to find out something wrong with him. Verse 8, but he knew their thoughts. And he said, rise up, stand up. And he rose. And Jesus said, I will ask you one thing. You get up. You get it. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or evil, to save life or destroy it? You see, older people know the laws. They studied law. Art students. And looking round about on all of them, he said, stretch forth your hand. And they did so. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to this young boy. 30 years old. Yeah. He began to be 30 years old, Bible says, in Matthew, says he began to be about 30 years old when he started to ministry. So, we all know Jesus. That's it. Luke 3. Jesus began to be 30 years. We have an idea of the age. Now, usually when there is a leader, all the followers are around the person's age or younger. Watch something. If you are old, don't be offended. You know. Please. It's Christmas time. Now, notice Jesus. Oh, it's Christmas. Verse 12, look at what he's going to do. Then it came to pass in those days that he went out to a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. 30 years old. The next verse. When it was day, he called disciples. And then he chose 12. They were like 24. John was like 16. Peter. Nobody was married except Peter. Matthew. 21 years. 19. And ordained. Look, read it. And ordained them as apostles. Apostles. Teenagers. Small boys. Not married. Yes. He means apostles. Apostle John. Yes. John always called himself the apostle whom Jesus loved. He was supposed to have been the youngest. Say he was about 16. Yes. Apostle. I'm talking about young boys and girls. You see, we are, by the time you know Apostle John as a writer, he's a revelator and he's dead long time. So it sounds like an old person, but Jesus is here practically at ordaining apostles. At the age he is 30. And how old are these boys? 19, 22, 23. How old are you? 27. You say 27, you would have been an apostle. How old are you, Leonard? 24 years old. I remember one of the apostles. And Mary the Virgin. Mary the Virgin is now becoming the mother of God. You joke with small girls and see what will happen. Mother of God. Mother of God. And it's interesting, eh? The main thing that is being used with these young people is their sexuality. Yeah. I mean, it's all about sex. You see, a lot of people will grow up and stand in the pulpit wearing wigs and headdresses and talk about young people, purity is very important. Purity is very... But when you were young, were you pure? When you were young, you were skirting all over the place, doing everything that can be done. Now you are standing there wearing a cloth and saying that we should be pure and we should be holy. We are calling on the youth to control themselves and to when you were a young boy and your buttocks was very shaky like fufu, were you pure? When you shake once, all the boys are falling down. Preach. Were you pure in your days? Were you pure? Do you see the hypocrisy? Yeah. In your days, were you able to stay pure? You see them talking a lot. They wear some big cloth. You see them. With glasses. My children. You must be pure. You must be. You should have seen her jumping like a frog on a man. Different boys. She can never even tell you how many they were. She ran through the city in her days. Now she's coming to say do this and do this, wearing glasses.
you. God likes you, pa.
You know, never think that you have to grow up very big before God can use you. If you can just control those sexual organs, learn to rebuke them and say, down. Learn to buy a dog chain and just chain it. Sleep now.
Kabaya shakabaya.
Receive it.
That is all that God used about Joseph and Mary. Joseph didn't sleep with Mary till he was looking at her, juicy, voluptuous. And he was, you see, a young person flowing with things. They've told you that your wife is pregnant with the Holy Spirit. And you are also flowing with it. And don't think that Joseph didn't have sexual desires. He had five times. Before you give birth to five, do you know how many times you have sex before you give birth to five? As a grown-up nearby, can you give us any estimation of how many times you have sex before five children can come to the world? Goodness gracious. Come to the Greater Love Club. They are here. Ask them. They know everything. The Greater Love, they are here. They said they are shy. How can you be shy when we are in church? They are not answering the questions. Children, come and ask them. Come and ask. They are here. The Greater Love, they are here. Ask them the question. Five children. Eh? Tell them we want to know. We want to know the truth. Five children is equal to what? 700. 7,000. Aha! 7,000. So, Joseph. Okay, sit down. They won't mind you. So just, it's okay. I don't think they want to tell us. So those of you, sometimes your greatest work of God may be just to be a virgin or to stay pure or to just control your sexual desires and needs. That may be the work of God. Yes? You'll be surprised what is the work of God. Did you see Mary preach? And then Mary went forth unto the crusade and she spoke the word of God and she said, have you seen it before? Mary was praying for... She prayed for nobody. She prayed for who? Nobody. Her work was virginity. And Joseph's work of God was self-control. That's all. And he demonstrated five times after... gave birth to more children that it had used control the first time. That's all. So you can't just do whatever you want to do when you are an old layer. You see, you are no more laying eggs. You get what I'm saying? Because in nature, the females, even when you do farming, we have the cows and they call it what? Culling. They remove the culling. They remove the females that are no more giving birth. They remove them. Is that what you call it? Culling. Yes. What are they called? The female, the cows that are no more giving birth. They are no more productive. Because we feed them so much, they don't give birth. Dry cows. When you've become a dry cow, and you are now preaching to us. Eh? Where if you were in a farm, they would have removed you from the farm because they feed you so much you don't produce. So we just have to use you as meat now. Yes, that's nature. So where you have now lost all those graces, You are now preaching holiness. It's different. It's different. You'll be surprised. What sometimes these marriage things are just the whole work of God. Yeah. You know, one brother, one day I came from a crusade, and they had a marital problem. It wasn't actually me they saw, but they saw one of our bishops. And he told him something. He said, look, I thank God for Bishop's life. He's gone for the crusade, he's come back and all that. But I want you to know, Bishop, Mr. Bishop, that if I am able to stay in my marriage till I die, it is more than all the souls that Bishop has gone to win at the crusade. Yes, if I'm able to stay till I die without divorce, it's more than all the healing Jesus souls that it's an achievement. You see, some of the marriage things, they are achievements. You may not even know what it is. Yeah. So for Mary to just stay as a virgin in town, that was it. When Pope John Paul died, he asked that his coffin should be marked with the letter M. So I remember watching the funeral. His coffin was there, and they had written on the coffin M, Mary. Oh, they really love her. Just for that. But she never preached. She never healed anybody. You know, but she's so special. She's so special. Because she was a young, flowing sister. Believe in visions, believe in angels, believe in God. She was able to fight the sexual desires. You think she didn't also want Joseph to hold her? Oh, Joseph, hold me. Huh? Yeah. Joseph was moving around with her. Joseph was traveling with her, staying in hotels with her. Oh, yeah.
I receive it.
What do you understand when you read that there was no room at the inn? What do you understand it? What do you understand by these things? How do you understand? When they were coming, do you think that it was only the day that she gave birth that they went to a hotel? They have been moving a long journey. From Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem. Just looking at gold, I mean, there being chicken, grilled chicken, which is moving. Kata shaka bayan.
I receive it.
No, Joseph really did well. He really did well. Love for Joseph. Virgin, espoused to a man. The virgin's name was Mary. So the process has begun. And in the coming year, your great achievements, the process must begin. The great things that God was going to use you to do, it must start.
I receive it.
Whatever must start should start.
Amen.
Let it start as a young person. Yes. Don't despise yourself if you didn't get anything from what I'm saying. Yes. And remember the beauty of this virgin and Joseph. It was just sex that they were controlling. Yeah. You have to just fight it. Because you should know that later on, the desire will not even be there in the same way. You look at the beautiful girl passing by and say, look at it. Yes? Remind me to tell you something. Now, verse 28. The angel came and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Is that not so? She was troubled at his saying and said, what manner of salutation is this? And then verse 30, and the angel said, Mary, fear not. You have found favor with God. Amen. May you find favor with God.
I receive it.
Now, as we come to the end of our... If we can go on, it will take a long time, you know. You know how it is. Put that scripture on. Look at what's happening. You see, this is where life changes. Life changes when you find favor. When people choose you. Believe me. Believe you me. Never joke with being chosen. You know, is it yesterday they were acting some drama here? How many were angry with the girl? I couldn't believe. I wanted to whip her. Maybe I should after church. I should find her. Just to cut the oranges into four and you'll be okay. Still. Now, to be chosen, don't joke with it. And pray for it. Because that's what changes lives. Now, usually, we say, I don't know why. There's a song, Andrew Crouch, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. I don't know why. But you see, in the I don't know why, if you want to look a little closer, look a little closer. There's a song. Right?
Look a little closer.
Yes. You'll see that there are reasons why people choose. Even God, in his word, he shows why. Now you can see that Mary was not a difficult person. No. She was a flowing, she was young. Those of you who despise young people. So they are just, somebody spoke about our church. He said, oh, this lighthouse is just easily impressionable people. So really, it's young, is it young and easily impressionable people? Wow. You like to be easily impressionable? Wow.
I love it.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's something good, man. You wait till you marry somebody and you look at her and you say, baby, I love you. And instead of her to throw her arms around you and say, I love you too, she just says, yeah, okay. She's not easily impressed. I mean, if you ever become a beloved of somebody, I'll give you a tip right here. How many want a tip? Do you want a tip that is going to help you?
I receive it. I receive it.
You see, be easily impressionable. Be happy about everything. Be happy about everything. If they give you something, wow, lift your hand and say, wow, it's nice. Be happy. Not to be reserved, like, oh yeah, I don't want to show that I'm too excited about this. Be happy, be happy, everything. Lift your hand, shout, wow, oh yeah, yeah, smile. Don't not smile, don't not smile. Don't not smile. Be easily flowing. Fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor. You've been chosen. So I don't know why Jesus loved me, but if you look a little closer, you start to find reasons why people are chosen and why people are not chosen. Proverbs 13:15. Look at it.
I receive
it. Put it up there quickly. Proverbs 13 verse 15. It says, Proverbs 13 verse 15. Hey, who's that? Good understanding giveth favor. Yeah, good understanding. You see, you will always like to make it mystical, but if you go in a little bit more, you find out that there's a certain way of thinking and flowing that makes you choosable. Yes, to be chosen. You know, one time I had a job. I was doing something, and I was working with somebody very, very, very top critical, high level, superior.
I receive it.
So, in the middle of it, I called the person and explained something. But whilst I was explaining, I gave an explanation. You know, I always like to explain. So as I tell my people, I'm old that I'm talking a lot. I like people to understand what's happening. So I gave an explanation. When I was almost finished with the explanation, the person said to me, I'm talking about high level, top, critical, superior, ultimate, and profound. The person told me, what you are saying does not concern me. It's your personal thing, doesn't concern me. So if we can just stick to the yes, not the business about it. It's like, I don't want to know about that. Yeah. So I said, wow. I took my decision. I said, bring my thing. That was it. Never again. I moved my top critical, important, ultimate, profound, superior, senior most topic to another person with more understanding who can understand more things. Look at it. I don't know why God chose Mary. But there were many virgins. The Bible said there were many lepers. There were many widows. There are many virgins who will be chosen. You see, it's mysterious, but look at it again. You see that the way you understand things is affecting your being chosen. Is it even understanding that it's a great privilege? Even understanding that it's a great privilege. People don't understand privilege. That's why people mess up relationships and things. They don't know when they are privileged. You know, one time I met a lady, you know, nobody married her for a long time. Years and years went by. Then suddenly a brother came along and married her. And then the heirs came. Then I said, do you see it's a privilege? She was looking at me. I said, wow, look at it. So understanding. I mean, even if you are a young girl, there are many young girls. For somebody to fasten his eyes on you and say, I like, what do you have to offer? You know you don't have too much.
I receive it. Bring it up.
You don't have much. It's a blessing. But people don't behave like it's a blessing to be just, oh, I'd have married you, we are all whatever, this, that, and so on. You are blessed to have me. You're also blessed to have me. You are blessed to marry me. I'm blessed to marry you. You're also blessed to marry me. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he likes me. I don't know why he chose me. One day I told a sister, I said, your happiness is like a diamond in your nose. I said, when you take away your cheerfulness, you've taken away the value. I told her. You've taken away what is valuable in you. You may not know. Your cheerfulness and happiness, just being happy around. You're happy that things are nice and you're just happy about everything. So you are easily impressed. It's nice to be happy about. You know, sometimes I look for people to bless. And I have so many things to bless and give. But I can't, sometimes I don't have people to bless. Oh, yes. It's true. You know, you end up loving the same people. Because you can't get more people to love. It's true. Kayla Shita.
I receive it.
You know, one day somebody came to my office. Saw somebody there. I'm talking about Mary this Christmas. He said, God, he told her, you found favor. You found favor. Mother, you are holy. You've been chosen. Oh, yeah, I knew God would choose me. I mean, I'm the type, you know, listen, you know, I'm into holiness, you know. Virginity, you can check yourself and see. I'm a virgin. I'm into purity. I've been pure for years. Stupid girl, it's not that you are pure. Fool. How dare you say that? It's favor. And what brings favor? What makes you to be chosen? Good understanding. You'd be surprised. It's not that. And you see, so she was troubled. She said, she was troubled. What manner of salutation? So why do you say all these things about me? That's the first sign of understanding. Why would you choose me? I don't have anything. Why do you like me? She was troubled. And verse 30. And the angel said, don't be afraid. You found favor. God likes you. God has chosen you. So what do you do next? What do you do next when you've been chosen? Verse 31. And you shall bring forth, and big things are now coming up. Verse 32, continue. He shall be great. Continue. He shall reign. Ish. And then said Mary, how will it be? Like what's the process, you know? If I could just ask. You see, asking a question doesn't mean you are rude. Neither does it mean you are proud. There's an attitude and a tone of voice. I'll say it again. There's an attitude and a tone of voice. When you ask a question with that tone of voice, it shows there's something wrong with you.
I receive it.
Verse 35. And the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And that will be born will be called the Son of God. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin, she's an old lady. You know, she's cousin, but you know, because of the, what do you call, she's old. You know, she's also having a baby. Verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Verse 38. I want us to, and Mary said, this is it. You see, this is the flow. We are talking about a flowing person. Flowing. Be it done unto me. I'm happy. I'm going to use all these things. I believe everything. Pray you never marry somebody who doesn't believe a lot of the things. I love you. You are the one. There were people, but I like you. So no. There were people, but you were chosen. He doesn't believe it. Why are you not happy? Why are you not rejoicing? Why not valuing it? Don't understand things. We love to say it's a mystery why God chooses people. But you see, when you go a little deeper, you see that there are reasons for things. I don't know why he left me. Did you see? I don't know why he left me. That's why I wrote the song. Where is she? It's the breakup of my relationship. It's a breakup of my relationship. I don't know why. You don't know why? You don't know why? Listen to the song, you will learn it. I don't know why. Everything, you don't know why. You found favor. So, 3 points. It's a process. It's young and it's favor. Yes. It's a process. So start. Your big prosperity, your big ministry is a process. started. Number two is young. Young apostles, young Mary. When we read them now, because they have been 2,000 years dead already, so we see them like old people. But Charlie, they were small boys and girls. The whole gospel is about small boys and girls. How many love being used because you are young? Beautiful. And then, number three, it's favor. Yeah. And don't forget Proverbs 13. Good understanding. Yeah. But do you know what people say? Why people were chosen? You know what people say? They say, he likes this person. I've all through my life, I've heard people say, he likes this person, he likes this person, he likes this person. When I hear that, I say to myself more that you think I don't have anything in my upstairs, just water and Quaker oats. Eh? Water and Quaker oats. That's why I like this person. Couldn't I have any other good reason other than having water and Quaker oats up in my head? I like this person. I like this. Start thinking about yourself and stop thinking, why does he like this person? Why does he like... If I make Ida sing or I make Keziah sing, so now he likes her. He likes her. The new whatever. Funny. He likes this person. Like that person. When you think that way, your mind is not good. You go and work at a place. Hey, the boss, he liked this man. Pa. He really liked this person. Pa. Hey, Bishop, he doesn't joke with this person. Pa. He doesn't look with this person. Pa. Your mind is not correct. That's why you'll never be chosen, because your mind, your understanding is faulty. Yes. Yeah. So, let God give you favor. Yes. When God gives you favor, you'll be chosen and chosen and chosen and chosen. I feel more than 77 people are going to get married out.
I receive it. Professor.
Stand to your feet, everybody. Tell somebody three things you learned on Christmas Day. Number one, it's a process. Number two, it's what? Young what? People. Young apostles. Young mother of God. Isn't it? Young Joseph. With enough sperm for 5 more children. Hey! Father Joseph. And number three what? Favor. How many are going to stop singing, I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why? Do you know a little why, a bit more why? You know, one day I look at somebody's eyes and I chose the person. Yes. Because I saw deep into the person's eyes a certain understanding. And love and understanding for me and for the ministry. Yes. And I wasn't wrong about that. Even your eyes, the way you look at somebody, can show you understand. You can look with other eyes, cynical eyes, critical eyes, suspicious eyes. I don't even know what to do to my eyes to show that the eyes have changed. Huh? K.
I receive it.
Lift your hand and thank God for the process, the youthfulness, and the favor that is coming into your life. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for Christmas. What a great blessing you give to us. We love you. We thank you. It's beautiful, Jesus. Thanks for Christmas. Thanks for your kindness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, maybe somebody invited you, but you've not given your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Come this way. My friend, stand right here. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. Please wash away my sins. Make me a new person. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you my book. It says Key Facts for New Believers. Some of you, we used to have a book like that, Key Facts for New Believers. So that's it. It's right there. All right? God bless you. When we close church, come to this side. We are going to be with you. Okay? God bless you. You may go back to your seats. And I hear we have communion. Is that the case? Yes or no? All right. Sit down. Let's just have communion in 1 minute. Are they ready for communion now? Beautiful. Let's sing a Christmas carol for our communion. Where is she? It's Christmas Day. What carol is there we can sing? Those of you who were Christians before you became Christians. Huh? Wow, Shepherd's Watch. But it's not night, it's daytime, yeah?
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye faithful. Ready, go.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come ye to Bethlehem, come and behold him, born the King of angels, oh, come.
Please, I want us all to sing it, okay? Including those of you who are not, I don't want to say what you are not. Ready, go.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let
take out your bread. Father, thank you for the blessedness of this holy communion. We receive this communion and your power with us in the name of Jesus. Let our bodily ailings and ailments be cured in Jesus' name. And let us partake of the body of Jesus, the flesh. Whatever cannot be found in Jesus,
yes, Lord,
cannot be found in us.
I receive it.
After we receive this communion, we receive supernatural power and strength into our beings, into our bodies, and into our lives. The body of Jesus Christ. Take the blood. Whatever is poisonous in you, including a comment and a word that has been spoken about you, by this blood, I declare it is neutralized.
I receive it.
All bad words spoken against you that are affecting your personality and affecting your ability to go forward and be happy and do well, be neutralized by the blood of the Lamb.
I receive it.
We declare this to be the blood of Jesus, the Savior of the world. May healing come into everybody.
Yes.
May life come. For the life is in the blood. Life. Long life. Longer life. More years. More days. Extension of life. Extension of days. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. The life is in the blood. Receive life.
I receive it.
Receive life.
I receive it.
Receive life.
I receive it.
Whatever kills cannot kill you.
Amen.
Because of this communion that you are about to receive, the blood of Jesus. Us as young people,
yes, Lord,
to be among the holy chosen process.
Receive it.
To be used for great things. We are grateful. By the power of the blood and the body, we now partake of the youthfulness that was in Christ.
I receive it.
The youthfulness that was in Christ.
I receive
the energy that was in Christ.
Yes.
The faith that was in Christ.
Yes.
The abilities that were in Christ.
I receive it.
We receive that ability.
Yes, Lord.
We receive that power.
I receive it.
Receive that grace.
I receive it.
And we walk on with it.
Yes.
We join Joseph, yes, and Mary and, yes, the apostles.
Yes.
As young people chosen by God.
I receive it.
And used by God for great things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We receive it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Give the Lord a clap of praise. You may be seated. Right. Everybody is going to get one of my books. Read your Bible. Pray every day as a Christmas present. Amen. But before we do the books will be the last thing. We're just going to receive our offering. Amen. Take out your wonderful Christmas and your Thanksgiving offering. Those of you who are going to bring it next time you didn't bring it, take it out. We'll be closing in a moment. I need you to. Chola salderigos. La lali nandos lenchele
kalasokatabalabasando leva. Yes. Prophesy.
May you maneuver in the spirit and
I receive it.
Joseph's and Mary's, yes, and apostles and Jesus are the young people that made a difference in the whole world.
Yes.
May you be one of them.
I receive it.
May God raise you up.
I receive.
In spite of your youthfulness.
Yes.
May you stand tall and stand pure.
Prophesy.
Stand with God for his purposes.
I receive it.
May you be a flowing person.
I receive it.
May you be like Mary.
I receive it.
And flow with things and understand things. Even when they are pink and hard to understand. Thank you, Father, for this blessing upon your children. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I want you to see something. You look at Mary. Do you see the things that they said, he shall be great, he shall be this. Even today, we don't understand it so well. How much more Mary? So you see, a good understanding, the ability to even flow. The fact that it's an angel alone should tell you that just flow. Everybody with stubbornness and difficulty of understanding,
hey,
you are healed and cured of it.
I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
If you wanna
This song is dedicated to the couple that's getting married soon. And it says, "Do not stir up, my love." Stronger than wine, yeah. Because of thine ointment, the virgins love thee. She's stirring me up, daughter of Jerusalem. But do not stir.
Do not stir up. Do not stir.
Been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.